Brian speaking.
Hi, Brian. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Can you give me one moment, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Oh, they hung up, actually. Go ahead.
Is this the best number for you?
Yeah, this is my
okay.
cell phone.
I just grabbed it off your email, so. Okay. So I wanted to give you a call, and I'll email this to you as well, but just want to give you a call so I can answer any questions you may have. Really quick, how much were you looking for ideally?
Ideally, can you hold one moment, please?
Yeah,
one
yep.
second.
Hi, RJ, Nicole, good to meet you.
Sorry about that.
Hi, I'm here.
I've got a meeting coming up this afternoon that we're just confirming on a venue.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Ideally, I was looking for 200K
okay.
as an extra cushion, and I know I'm not sure if my LTV ratios work with you for that.
Mm-hmm.
What I was saying to your underwriter
mm-hmm.
was what I do have, but it's not on the books yet.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it's the reason why we're talking.
Yeah.
Looking for the money is I have two new accounts, two large accounts. They're in the pro forma forecast that brings us up to $2.7 million at the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah. These are two large accounts. They will gross us a minimum of about $100,000 a month each.
Wow.
But they just started processing.
Mm-hmm.
And in my business, I don't know how well you're familiar with healthcare, but healthcare is a mm-hmm. money business unlike any other, because insurance payers can be strange. You can bill and you might not get paid for 4 months, or you could get paid
yeah.
in 30 days. And that's been part of my problem and why we're talking. But so of these two accounts, one is a cash account, meaning
mm-hmm.
I don't deal with insurance companies. I deal with a hospital network who pay me cash
okay.
for my testing. So that's 30-day money, 30-day invoice and 45 days tops before I actually get the money.
Okay.
The other one is a large account. But it's insurance payers. So what we factor in is about 50% of that gets paid in the first 30 to 45, and then the additional 40 gets paid within 60 to 70, and 10% within 90 days after.
Yeah.
That kind of goes into our AR.
Okay.
Now, those accounts, those are hard contracts.
Mm-hmm.
have signed contracts with that, and they started processing actually, one started, we do split testing, which is, you basically, you set up the account for processing specimens, and it takes about a week to do. We've done that with both of them. One starts on Monday, and the other should be Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Okay.
That I wanted to know if there's any way that can be thrown into the pot in terms of
mm-hmm.
your valuation of what we have,
mm-hmm.
given your ratios. And that, obviously, I believe would take me to a 200K window. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, so I can go over some options with you. Now, if the terms look good, is this something you would like funded today?
Yeah, if the terms look
okay.
good. I mean,
okay.
Now I do have two other members on my board who are shareholders. One is
Tom
Hughes, sure. and the other, I have to consult with them and we have to agree.
Yeah, of course. So it looks like you've had quite a jump in revenue in the past year or so.
Specifically, what time frame? Or?
So, I mean, from the prior year, it looks like your sales have gone up a lot. And And yes, from now towards what you're projecting for the 2.7 is quite a jump as well, which is great.
Here's what happens. I've been in the diagnostic testing market for 5 years. I built 8 other laboratories out. I finally raised the money and built out my own laboratory and made everybody else a millionaire. That's true. If you follow my space, I primarily test in drug treatment centers and pain management.
Okay.
And in the Florida marketplace changed dramatically this year due to reductions in reimbursements by insurance payers and reductions in frequency. And there was a clampdown on it because there was a lot of fraud going on the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's in the process of being cleaned up. So here's what happened. My first year, I started off going, it all looked great, and then the market shifted, so I had to pivot halfway through and readjust my target customer, and it kind of took me till January of this year to start truly ramping up, even though I kicked off revenue I think last June or July of 15, but it took me 6 months to really have the adjustment start to cash flow.
Okay. And that's still your main focus, the drug treatment facilities?
Drug treatment facilities, I've switched my customer base from small to medium-sized centers to large national centers.
Okay.
So that one of those new accounts is a very solid account. It's co-owned by Goldman Sachs Investment Bank out of New York.
They
have six facilities nationally. They're going to 10 in the next 15 months, and I am their laboratory and advisor. And they may even become a JV partner of ours.
Okay.
So that's the drug treatment world. Then I'm in also pain management.
Okay.
Which is, and then the cash account, the big cash account I was telling you about, that is a hospital network in Texas and Florida that have basically selected us to be their Florida production overcapacity facility for them. And they have about 12,000 to 15,000 samples a month, which is a huge volume. We can't handle that amount, but we're one of the labs that basically will go from 5% capacity to 95% capacity with these guys.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I want to go over what we're thinking of in terms of an initial approval to start the relationship with your business.
Mm-hmm.
And typically we go off of gross revenue. We don't want to lend a business too much money, but as your business grows, we're able to increase that up. We have loans that go up to, $1 million or so. So as a business grows, every time you do a renewal with us, we would increase that loan amount as long as your payments are being made on time. So for an initial loan, what we're thinking of is a max loan amount of $95,000. You could take the full amount or you could take a different amount. If you chose, maybe you only wanted to start with $50,000, that's fine as well. And the max term length on this particular approval would be 1 year. You would have the option, and I'm going to email this all to you as well. You would have the option to renew for additional funds in 6 months. It's halfway through your term. So if you want to do 12 months, it would be halfway through at 6 months. If you wanted to do a six-month term, then in 3 months we could renew you. And when you do a renewal, we would waive 100% of the interest halfway through the term if you choose to renew the loan.
If you could back up just a moment and say that again. I'm making some notes. So start at 95K 1 year, option to renew for additional. If it's a 1 year, I can renew within the 6 months. If it's a six months, I can renew within three.
Halfway through the term, and the term is really up to you. But 1 year would be the longest today. We can go out to 2 years and 3 year terms. But for the initial approval, we want to start with 1 year. You could do something shorter if you choose. If you do a renewal, we will waive the remaining interest on the loan. If you want to do another loan, or you can pay the loan off in full at any point and get 25% off the remaining interest as well. So a lot of flexibility with the loan. It would be paid back daily. Daily would be Monday through Friday. We do also have weekly and monthly options, but for initial approval, we have daily. And that would be, let me get that figure for you. That would come out to be $498 a day, Monday through Friday. This loan right now is set up where there are no other conditions or stipulations to fund, which means that we would just email over documents to you. We do require 50% ownership to sign. So right now I have Brian and Thomas Hughes listed. So we would need at least 50% of the ownership to sign.
Well, that the two of us make up that.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's like, yeah, that's well defined.
36 and 25.
30, yeah. So that would be perfect. And so we would just send you the documents, review them, send them back, and this is a loan that could fund today because there are no other conditions at this point.
Okay. Let me just get clear on early payback. If we did 12 months or 6 months, say come September, you know, we're doing over $200,000-$300,000 a month, and we obviously want to pay this off because you haven't given me the interest rate yet. So what are the terms on that?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm paying back $498 a day.
Correct.
So if I want to pay, let's say I come to September and I've got a balance left of $60,000. And I want to just cut you a check for $60,000.
Yeah.
That stopped. Is there a prepayment penalty? Is there anything of that nature that I need to be aware of in the small print?
No. So at any time, you can pay the loan off and get 25% off any remaining interest. That's in 1 month. That's in month 11 and a half. You can pay that off at any time.
So when you say 25% off the remaining interest, if I paid the remaining balance, say the $60,000, and I just, so the interest on that loan, even though I paid it off early, would carry through the 6 month term. But you're saying you'd give me a 25% off that rate.
This loan, it's not separated as principal and interest, amortized. But your daily payment includes your principal and interest on this loan.
Okay.
So that's everything. In that, if you were to go full term, the $498 is your principal and interest. Does that make sense?
Yes. So what you're saying is, just back to using the $60,000 as an example, if there was $60,000 owing, obviously I would pay $60,000, and the interest on that $60,000 is built into the number, the $498. So, so you're saying I would factor out a 25% discount on that interest, or how would that be calculated?
Yes. So whatever the interest is left at that point, then 25% would be deducted off there. And then if you did want to do a renewal, if this is, you know, working out for you, usually have better programs for returning clients, which means larger loan amounts, longer terms, better rates. And so we would waive 100% of the interest if you did a renewal. And that's not something you have to decide now because it is in writing. And so whatever you choose, you can do that down the road. But yes, 25% off any remaining interest at any point.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking.
And I can send you the actual agreement if you want to review it with your partner as well.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay. I need a couple of items to generate those documents.
Okay.
It's driver's license copies for both of you, so we can have the correct spelling or legal spelling of your names, as well as a voided business check. I don't think we have that on file.
No, you don't.
I don't see that. So it would be a voided business check on the typically the main account that we have approved you for. I think we have a 5701 here in the system.
I don't. I don't know.
Okay.
And then, do I get anything from you first of all? Because, again, I'm cautious of giving all of that information out when I have no information on you. In terms of, I'm giving you very sensitive information here.
Yeah, I mean, the routing.
From you at this point, you know.
Okay, so why don't I just write up an email and send it to you? I'll send you what I need if you want to see the actual documents. We request those items because on the documents we have to have the routing and account number. If you are going to move forward, we have to have the correct information as to where to wire the funds. And we have to have the correct legal spelling of your names. And when you sign, it has to match your driver's license. So we have our own, you know, set of protocols that we follow to make sure that everything is secure as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would feel more comfortable even if you sent me a term sheet with all of the information not correct or blank at the moment. So I have it. I have something official or writing from you of a bona fide offer per se, even though it's not bona fide because all the information isn't in it. Is that something
sure.
you can do?
We don't have a term sheet, but I'll send you an email. I'll have a breakdown of the loan amount, the payments, what we need, all that.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
And that should work. And then if you have any other questions, let me know. I will be here all day.
What's the pencil out number on the interest rate? I mean, I can back into it. But
what is that?
You've done your, well, you've given me a per diem rate. But if I'm going to back, obviously I want to back into this and have a, you know, when I'm comparing this, I want to have a common denominator number. So I'm going to back out of this into what is that interest rate on a per diem basis, or it's a compound interest, I assume.
So we don't use an annual percentage rate here. There's a fixed cost to the funds. We use a factor rate. The reason we don't use an annual percentage rate is because a lot of our loans are not even a year long. So we have
got
some
it.
Terms that are 6 months. We have a lot of clients that are using the funds. They're getting a great return on their investment. They're paying the loan off in a couple months, and they're taking additional funding. So they're really putting the funds to use, and so they're going to have their own set factor rate. If you were to calculate that as an APR, it would be very high, although they're paying a lower amount overall than somebody with a longer term. So it doesn't really make sense to use a factor rate. Yeah, it just doesn't, it's just, you can't calculate that with this. I mean, in your case, we're giving you 1 year, so then I guess you could just say that's the annual percentage rate. But
right, I could back into it that way.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what the money is going to cost me.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to
1 year or... Okay.
We're going to give you the exact amount you're going to pay back.
Right.
It's not going to fluctuate. This is, if you go full term, this is what you're going to pay back. You got to take into consideration, hey, I'm going to pay it off early. I'm going to renew.
Right.
I'm getting this discount.
Yeah. I can break the year into a per diem rate and split the interest knock the 25% reduction on whatever date I choose. And then
exactly, yeah. Because next time you may get approved for a 2-year term, and you know, we have some 2-year terms now that are very, very low. And so that might be something you would get approved for in the future. And we have some smaller lines of credit that we get approved sometimes in conjunction with this. So we give you two different options. But on the initial approval, this is what we feel comfortable approving, and I think it's pretty good.
Okay. I'm just here. That's the initial approval. There's nothing I can do to increase that at this moment based on what I've told you about the other accounts.
No, not right now, because we are going off what we see in the account right now, and we did give you an approval on the higher end of the gross revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So we have given you the highest amount we can give you based off what we see right now. Now, if you start bringing that revenue in and you have those deposits to show, and we take a look in 3 months, then, you know, you may get approved for 150 to 200 in 3 months. It's we were looking at what's going on today. You know, what is the business? What's going on with the business?
So what is the earliest you can do a renewal is, let's say if I took a 6 month term, would be 3 months from now, and then based on what my book my actual book value of business is at that stage, we'd have another conversation.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be halfway through whatever term you choose.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. That's clear to me. I look forward to getting the term sheet, and we'll go from there.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.